2021学年度初中英语学科适应性随堂练习听力部分即将开始，请注意调节音量和音调。现在播送答题注意事项。一，选择题部分必须使用二笔铅笔填涂，需更改答案时，必须用橡皮将原选项擦去，重新选择。非选择题部分，使用黑墨水钢笔或黑色水笔，在指定区域填写清楚，不得使用铅笔、圆珠笔书写。二，答题时应注意试题顺序。试题题号和答题纸编号需一一对应，避免错位。三，必须在黑色矩形边框内答题。超出黑色矩形边框的答案，或在试题纸上的答案，一律无效。四，请保持答题纸表面整洁，答题纸不得折叠、破损。注意事项播送完毕，现在开始听力测试。A， 根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片，在选择题区域相应的空格内，用二笔铅笔填涂。每个句子念两遍。
One, many balloons are flying high into the air.
Many balloons are flying high into the air.
Two.Henry was putting up some new fences around his house.
Henry was putting up some new fences around his house.
3. The flood has caused some damage to the small town.
The flood has caused some damage to the small town.
4. Sam started to make films with his classmates after he left university.
Sam started to make films with his classmates after he left university.
5. Let's go and buy some camping equipment for the family activity.
Let's go and buy some camping equipment for the family activity.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。在选择题区域相应的空格内，用二笔铅笔填涂。对话和问题都念两遍。
6. Paul, do you take a bus or the underground to school?
I ride a bicycle to school. It's safer, and I can exercise as well.
Question. How does Paul go to school?
请再听一遍。
Paul, do you take a bus or the underground to school?
I ride a bicycle to school. It's safer, and I can exercise as well.
Question. How does Paul go to school?
7. Jack, do you get up at 6 o'clock every morning?
Yes, I need 8 hours of sleep.I go to bed before 10 o'clock and get up early the next morning.
Question: What time does the man get up every morning?
请再听一遍。
Jack, do you get up at 6 o'clock every morning?
Yes, I need 8 hours of sleep. I go to bed before 10 o'clock and get up early the next morning.
Question: What time does the man get up every morning?
8. Ben, what's your favorite subject in school?
You won't believe it, but I like art.
I thought you liked PE and math.
Math makes me crazy. I can't understand why Peter and Frank are so good at math.
Question: What subject does the boy like best?
请再听一遍。
Ben, what's your favorite subject in school?
You won't believe it, but I like art.
I thought you liked PE and math.
Math makes me crazy. I can't understand why Peter and Frank are so good at math.
Question: What subject does the boy like best?
9. Hello, would you like a menu, please?
Yes, sir. Would you like some water before you order?
Question: Where does the conversation probably take place?
请再听一遍。
Hello, would you like a menu, please?
Yes, sir. Would you like some water before you order?
Question: Where does the conversation probably take place? 10. Congratulations, Mary. I heard you won the first prize at the English writing contest.
Oh, I wasn't there. There must be another Mary.
Question: What does the woman mean?
请再听一遍。
Congratulations, Mary. I heard you won the first prize at the English writing contest.
Oh, I wasn't there. There must be another Mary.
Question: What does the woman mean?
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。在选择题区域相应的空格内，用2B铅笔填涂。对话念两遍。
David, is that you? I hardly even recognize you. You've changed a lot.
Yeah, Tina. It's the new and improved me.
Wow, you must have learned some magic to lose weight.
Uh-huh. You are so humorous. Actually, my doctor found that I had a bit of a weight problem. So, he suggested I should change my lifestyle. With his help, I lost nearly 50 pounds.
Wow, what have you done?
Well, first, I kicked my junk food habit. It means no more fast food for lunch.
You are kidding. I thought you loved hamburgers and french fries. Old habits die hard.
I did. Now it's salad for lunch. Besides, I've also started taking a dance class with my sister. It's a fun way to keep my weight down. And I spend more time with my family members together.
That sounds great. And how's your company?
Pretty good. I recently took a little break from work. And you know, the strangest thing happened. When I returned from holiday, I found that I had more energy at work.
Well, that's wonderful. Keep up the good work, David.
请再听一遍。
David, is that you? I hardly even recognize you. You've changed a lot.
Yeah, Tina. It's the new and improved me.
Wow, you must have learned some magic to lose weight.
Uh-huh. You're so humorous. Actually, my doctor found that I had a bit of a weight problem. So, he suggested I should change my lifestyle. With his help, I lost nearly 50 pounds.
Wow, what have you done?
Well, first, I kicked my junk food habit. It means no more fast food for lunch.
You are kidding. I thought you loved hamburgers and french fries. Old habits die hard.
I did. Now it's salad for lunch. Besides, I've also started taking a dance class with my sister. It's a fun way to keep my weight down. And I spend more time with my family members together.
That sounds great. And how's your company?
Pretty good. I recently took a little break from work. And you know, the strangest thing happened. When I returned from holiday, I found that I had more energy at work.
Well, that's wonderful. Keep up the good work, David.
第一，根据你听到的短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。在非选择题区域相应的空格内，用黑墨水钢笔或黑色水笔填写。短文念两遍。
Nancy and her partner Ella are the owners of a hotel called Hillstar. In order to keep down the cost of extra staff, they do a lot of work by themselves. Although their hotel is a small one, for the last 10 years, they have achieved a lot from running the hotel. They work well together, and each of them has her own duty. In general, Nancy does the bookkeeping in a hotel because she is really careful. She seldom makes a mistake. She also takes care of the flower arranging and other decorations. That's her hobby. Ella, on the other hand, is a very smart and patient woman. She tries her best to help the guests solve problems. When necessary, she does the cooking. The two ladies often provide a chance for college students to earn pocket money. Some college students clean the swimming pool or receive phone calls in a hotel. Both ladies are very popular. They have a good relationship with their guests and regular visitors. Last month was the 10th birthday for the hotel. And they had a dinner with their friends to celebrate. Nancy and Ella's friends all wished them lots of success for the future.
Please listen again.
Nancy and her partner Ella are the owners of a hotel called Hillstar. In order to keep down the cost of extra stuff, they do a lot of work by themselves. Although their hotel is a small one, for the last 10 years, they have achieved a lot from running the hotel. They work well together, and each of them has her own duty. In general, Nancy does the bookkeeping in the hotel because she is really careful. She seldom makes a mistake. She also takes care of the flower arranging and other decorations. That's her hobby. Ella, on the other hand, is a very smart and patient woman. She tries her best to help the guest solve problems. When necessary, she does the cooking. The two ladies often provide a chance for college students to earn pocket money. Some college students clean the swimming pool or receive phone calls in the hotel. Both ladies are very popular. They have a good relationship with their guests and regular visitors. Last month was the 10th birthday for the hotel, and they had a dinner with their friends to celebrate. Nancy and Ella's friends all wished them lots of success for the future.
第一部分听力测试到此结束。请同学们继续答题。